HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Today, I have a young founder who's doing some amazing work in health. Shalab Gupta, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Shalab is the founder of Akiva Superfoods. He's from IIT Delhi and IIM Ahmedabad. And he has done a stint, like a lot of our young founders, with McKinsey. All thousands of people will watch us speaking, and a lot of them are aspiring entrepreneurs.
Sure.
Want to start their own startups, etc. What would your advice be to a young individual wanting to embark on a journey of an entrepreneur?
My advice would be to do a lot of soul searching and put in a lot of careful thought before getting into this. I think there are some narratives that acquire currency, which can be misleading, because there are many different paths to success. Even within entrepreneurship, there are many different paths to entrepreneurial success. Mm. One can start right out of college. One can drop out of college and start billion-dollar companies like some incredibly famous entrepreneurs have done. One can start right out of college. One can work for a few years and acquire some necessary skills and network and then start up. Or one can build a fairly senior corporate career and then start with some advantages of financial security, networks, and so on and so forth. To take a contemporary example, Michael Bloomberg may very well be the next president of the United States. Started his company, I think, in his late 40s or maybe 50s, and didn't at all do what a Mark Zuckerberg did, for example. So I think youngsters tend to concentrate on just the, I need to start now. I'm 25 and it's already getting late, etc.
Yeah.
They need to do some soul searching, because to me, I think there are three components which are very, very important for entrepreneurial success. And you've just got to do it when you think you have those three lined up. The first is you've got to have drive. You've got to really want to succeed. And it's not at all a bad thing if you're not burning with with that ambition and drive. It's actually perfectly okay, because life is multidimensional. Yes. One doesn't have to be only this or nothing. The second is more tactically, the other two things. You need to have the ability to attract talent, and you need to have the ability to attract capital. And if you don't have one or the other may not happen. If you don't have both, no matter how much drive you have, the enterprise can't take shape. So I think it just depends on when you have those things. Some people are blessed with, I think, the mindset or the personality or the network or the family connections or whatever, that they have these things lined up right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Some people take longer, and some people will never have it. And all three are perfectly fine. But making the wrong choice or making the right choice at the wrong time can cause a lot of pain. So my advice would be just ask yourself if you have those three things lined up today, and then go for it.
That's very well said. What would be three words that define you?
Oh, three words that define me. So I think I like to think of myself as creative, as fair/just, and as adaptable.
Okay.
Those three.
So my last question to you, and that's on failure.
Yeah.
You're still very young and may not have failed, but a lot of us fail a lot.
Sure. Yeah.
And in India, we don't teach children it's okay to fail.
Yeah.
Everyone has to come first.
Yes. Or die trying.
Or die trying. And even if you do become first, then the mom will say, why are you associating with someone who's at the bottom of the class?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. So my question to you is, what have been some of your learnings from some of your mistakes or your failures?
I think, like you said, we don't teach our kids to fail. We're scared of failure. Maybe that's changing because India has changed.
Correct.
From the India of 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And also, you know, to be fair, I'm underqualified for this question mm-hmm. because I haven't failed in a big way.
I agree
yet,
with you.
And hopefully never will.
Yeah.
But you know, I think the biggest thing that I've learned and I'm learning is that A, failure is okay. And B, there isn't quite such a thing as failure.
Correct.
There is no absolute failure. There's no black and white.
Absolutely.
Every failure is an opportunity if you have the right mindset. Because if nothing else, it teaches you. To take an analogy, which I've experienced more. We all work for people at different times. And particularly as a consultant, one works in a variety of different projects. One squeezes in a lot of bosses in a very small amount of time.
True.
And I've had some good bosses and some great bosses and some bad bosses. And I think what I've learned from having worked for bad bosses is a lot more than what I've learned from working for good bosses. So failures are a bit like that. Failures are the bad bosses. You don't wish them on yourself or on any loved one, but you're going to get them all the same. And now you can let a bad boss break you, or you can learn a tremendous amount from that experience, because it forces you to search inside on what's important and on how you would deal with the same situation when your time comes, etc. So I think what I've actively tried to do is put myself in more high-risk situations where failure can happen. And even if absolute failure doesn't happen, minor failures and setbacks will certainly happen. And it's made me tougher and stronger. It's made me get more in touch with my, I think, with the core of who I am and what I want to do in life. It's helped me access parts of myself which I didn't know I had. It's helped me realize I'm more resilient than I thought, more adaptable than I thought. I'm a better leader of people than I had the opportunity to test myself to be. So I think failures make you feel like a warrior.
Wonderful. Charlotte, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. And I wish Akiva huge success, not just in India, but globally.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank
it's been a pleasure as well.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on @HTSmartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com, also known as Naye Nazariye Se.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.